Conference. Come and receive divine healing, revelation, and empowerment. Be caught up into His presence by the ministry of Micah Stampley and Kathleen Carnally. There's an army rising up. Be enlightened by anointed speakers Anna Mendez Farrell and Beatrice Nichols. Coming to Port St. Lucie Civic Center September 13th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Registration is required, limited seating. Call 772-398-6949 or email womenofvalorandvalue@aol.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Let me give you just a little nugget of wisdom. You know, when Paul went to Philippi, when the woman with divination followed them 3 days, these are men of the Most High God that show unto us the way of salvation. Sounds truthful, doesn't it? I mean, they were men of the Most High God that were there to show them on ways of salvation. But see, anytime the enemy is using something like that, it's a blocking spirit. Amen. That woman, you have to understand, that woman, that spirit through that woman was controlling the economy. That was their source of gain. And it wasn't no little pennies, nickels, and dimes. Come on, that was their source of gain. And when Paul cast that demon out, look here. You see, the nature of the kingdom is not always what you think. When Paul cast the demon out, God sent him right to prison. Y'all think it was the folk. No, God got him out of there. Because he had the Lord left them to that crowd, they'd have been stoned to death. They'd have been pulled apart. They'd have been destroyed. They'd have been killed right there. So God let them get arrested. In His wisdom, He let them get arrested and sent them right into a prison where it wasn't comfortable, but they were safe. It wasn't going to end for them right there. And then you know the story. They prayed and the prison was shaken and they got released. And they found out they were Romans and had them, you know, tried to release them privately. But God sent, see, so the nature of the kingdom may not always be what you think. But if you'll stay the course, you will see great and mighty things that God will do. You may not understand it all. He called him Cephas. There was a gradual nature change. And then Abram to Abraham. You see, the more God called him Peter, I mean, every time God talks, God does not talk for naught. That's why we need to reverence the word. Every time we hear the word, not as a word from a man, but the word of God. Look beyond the mailman or the vessel and hear it as the word of the Lord. Because every time God speaks, every time He speaks, it's not for naught. But how often do we let it fall to the ground? When God speaks, there's purpose behind it. Every time He called him Abraham, He was imparting another measure of His nature to be a father of nations. Every time He called him Peter, as messed up as we see Peter was, every time He called him, He was building nature. That Peter's ultimate outcome would be that of victory. Notice with Judas, when he came, he said, "Whom do you seek?" And then he betrayed him with a kiss. He said, "I am he." Now imagine his conscience after that. That word went out to him. And here he is, the one that betrayed God in the flesh. Look with me in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to stay with Peter for a while. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Tradition has it that many of the learned Jews back then had a belief that a spirit of an old prophet like Elijah could come and possess someone in their time. And that's why they said, some say you're Elijah, some say Jeremiah, some say a prophet. But he said, who do you say? Now, verse 16, and Simon Peter. Now, it's not Simon Bar-Jonah. It's Simon Peter now. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we know this portion of Scripture. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Okay, he goes back to, see, Simon means reed. It was like Peter was like a reed, but at the same time, he was like a stone. I think we can identify with this. It was upon this revelation, this rock of revelation, this aspect of Peter that had been spoken to him at the beginning, and let me bring it this far or to this point, because when you got born again, even though you may not understand or know all of the promises, there was something spoken. You received not just a portion. You received a package deal. You received a work when you got saved that is finished. Help us, Holy Ghost. I hear some sad hand claps and some confused amens. But you received a work that is finished. Now, like Peter, there's work, there's some things that have to be walked out. Listen, when you get saved or when God saves you, there is no little Holy Ghost. You know, even a little child doesn't have no baby Holy Ghost. Oh, he's so cute. No, that's the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same anointing. Come on, tell somebody it's the same anointing. So see, every one of us in here that are born again have the same anointing. Come on, do you understand that the same Holy Spirit, that's what makes us the body of Christ. The same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead quickens our mortal body. Not another anointing. Not a lesser anointing. Or if we could get past our head. Sometimes we're top heavy with our experience. Well, see, you just don't know what I come out of. See, you just don't know how the devil tried to take me out. See, you just don't know what I've suffered. Well, see, you ought to have the greatest testimony. You don't understand that my mom tried to abort me. You ought to be shouting all over the place. God just proved to you, no matter what they tried to do, it wasn't going to happen. Because he had a plan for you. And still has a plan for you. And still no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. But you got to know that. I tell you, you can make a lot of stuff a whole lot easier in this life if you just submit and adhere to what God is saying to you. And not kick against the pricks. Or the bishoprics, but just flow with what the Spirit of God is doing in you and through you and saying to you. You know, when Jesus came, he didn't come to the educated. And what I mean by that, and I don't knock education, education is wonderful. And the more educated we are, the better many times. But notice, he didn't come to the Pharisees or the Sadducees that understood the law, that had gone to school for the law, that had, you know, all the papers and all the education. Sometimes, see, that can make you top heavy. Jesus, let me say it this way, he went to the ignorant folk. He went and got fishers. Why? Empty vessels. See, sometimes what's in your head can get in your way. And see, sometimes your experience, it's like dragging a ball behind you. You had a bad experience. And so now you're not willing to try anything again. Because you're dragging that along. I ain't never trying that again. And the Holy Ghost is trying to get you to do it over. Because he's opened the door. He's made the way. The favor awaits you. But you're dragging a ball and chain. Not me, child. Come on, experience is not God. His word is above his name. His word needs to be above your experience too. Some stuff you got to forget. Some successes and some failures. Paul understood that. He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Some stuff you got to let go of some phobias, some stigmas, some prejudices. Hello. You know when I do that, that's emphasizing. That's like surely, surely, verily, verily. Amen? So we got to get rid of some stuff. If it's not measuring up to the word, get rid of it. Don't limit yourself by it. If you're dealing with sickness and the word of God says by his stripes you were healed, don't settle for that. I see some of y'all done got sad already. See, because your experience, you don't understand. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says there's a sickness that he didn't die for or a stripe he didn't bear for that sickness. AIDS? Hello? Cancer? You name it. Stuff that ain't even come yet. He still is above that. He still has a remedy for that. He still is a healer. And by his stripes, we were healed. Are you settling for less? Are you just settling in? And got your mind just set to limit you? If you can believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and doubt not, but believe those things that you say in accordance with his will, shall come to pass. He said, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's the word of God. With all the other confusion going on in the world, that's still the word of God. That's still what God says. So he says, Peter says, thou art the Christ. And Jesus goes on to say, and we know these verses, he goes on to say, by revelation we will build the kingdom. On the revelation we will build the kingdom. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock of revelation, and upon this rock of revelation, I will be. See, that's why schooling is not enough. You got people that go, and I mean Bible schooling. People go to Bible school. I knew people that could tell you the Hebrew, the Greek, the Chaldean. They could quote Genesis all the way through and had an exegesis on this, that, and other, could expound on that, and didn't even have the Spirit of God. So see, he didn't go to the educated people. He went to the empty vessels that he could fill with his spirit. Because the educated folk didn't even believe that was him. Their education was blocking their understanding.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 23 of The Faith Crisis, The Nature of the Kingdom. Many saints are like Peter, who had to walk some things out in his life. Self is always a hindrance to the move of God in your life. The same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is the same anointing we have today. The scripture says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, in 1 John 4:4. The nature of the kingdom is about growth and expansion. In order to truly understand that we are the body of Christ, we must get past our head and past our experiences. God had and has a plan for you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.